His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. That's all they're saying. They weren't saying nothing else. They weren't saying amazing grace. They weren't saying how sweet. They just saying praise the Lord. It's in your Bible for you. So I know what it said. And the Bible say, the book say, God spoke to the people. And them people start turning on their own selves, killing their own selves. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You can tell you something. You done been through some things. You done saw God how he work. You know, the old folks say he work in some mysterious ways. Some ways that you don't even imagine you can work with. God work in some ways that you couldn't even imagine. How he gonna work it out for you this morning? How he gonna work it out for you? You need to give God some praise and say, Lord, thank you for working out my situation. Thank you. Thank you. Ain't good?
All the time.
Ain't good?
All the time.
God said, I'm the God of Abraham.
I live Jacob.
The God of Jacob. Huh? Ain't that what he said?
Abraham,
I live Jacob. Abraham? It said Moses fought for the nation. Jeremiah cried for the nation. And old Daniel prayed for the nation. Y'all remember old Daniel, don't you? Servant of the Most High God was down there praying. And he knew that they went and told the king about his fear.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we welcome you again to the Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ. Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program will take place on Wednesday, April the 9th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to receiving a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that number is 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear selections from the Johnson Temple Choir off their recording, Wonderful Is What You Are to Me, and an uplifting message from Elder Jeffrey Johnson. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
to use me right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, I'm standing here, but I'm just a vessel, Lord. Have your way right now in the name of Jesus. Touch hearts and minds right now, God. But Lord, deliver your word to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. The theme says, will you be ready when he comes? Ecclesiastes, it says, the third chapter, 1-2. And then after that, we're going to St. Luke, the 12th chapter, the 35th to the 40th verse. Ecclesiastes 3, the third chapter, first and the second verse. And it reads, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Also, it says, in verse 2 says, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Turn with me to St. Luke, the 12th chapter, 35th and 40th verse. And it says, starting at the 35th verse. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, verse 37. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. The 40th verse says, be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. My subject is, what time is it? What time is it? We give now to God, who's head of my life, thank God for Superintendent Maurice Johnson, my father. Thankful for him for allowing me to stand here today. To all the elders, saints and friends, missionaries, I want to thank God for the saints of God in here. And I also want to also thank my cousin, who has been like a big brother to me for a long time of my life, Brother Irvin Wilson. I want to thank God for him being in the house on today.
Yeah.
Amen. He told me, he said, man, next time you preach, let me know. I said, I will. And so I found out I was preaching, and at the last minute, I let him know. And he told me he didn't know if he was going to make it, but I looked up, and he was. So it's all right, amen. We thank God for him. Amen. What time is it, y'all? I'm looking at this word time, and we're talking about being ready when Jesus comes. And will you be ready? That's where we are. But at this time, what is time? Time is measured period during which an action, process, or condition exists or continues. That's a definition. We're talking about what time is. A collection is measurable of the seconds, the minutes, the hours of where we are in. Yeah, whether it's today, the past, or the future, it's still time. Before I forget, I want to also give honor to my wife, Sister Johnson, who's not in the house on today, but I dearly miss. Amen. Amen. Time is precious, y'all. And I'm gonna try to make this as simple as possible, but I'm gonna let God, asking God to have His way, because time is precious and it should not be wasted.
Right.
We're wasting a lot of time these days when we're doing nothing and not praying and fasting for God, but and seeing ourselves and reaching out to our neighbor. There's a lot of things we do, but a lot of times we just do nothing. But we're wasting a lot of time. Time is too precious. I don't like for someone to have me come in your presence and you telling me you're going to take care of something and you're going to help me with something, but you keep doing a lot of talking and you keep doing a lot of things that are not hurt to me. You feel like I'm wasting my time. Yeah. When I come to the church, I don't want to come to the church just to be here, just to see your face. I come to praise the Lord. I come to give God glory. Because when I come to the house of the Lord, I come with a purpose that I'm coming to give him thanks for what he has done for me. Yeah. I come to give him praise, for he's worthy to be praised. Yeah. But if I come to the house and we all sitting here like knots of the law, you're wasting my time. Yeah. That's just me, y'all. I get aggravated. I'm a lot like my daddy, as he would say, but I'm a lot like him. There's some things that he takes care of, and there's some things he don't like a lot of foolishness. So when I come to the house of the Lord, I don't want a whole lot of foolishness. Let me get to the word of God. Let me hear the praise of the Lord. Let me feel his presence. Let me come in and glorify him, and let's worship the Lord together. Time is allowed by God to everyone. He gave you this time. He's allowing you the time. Some of us going to have some short times. Some of us are going to have some longer times. And Exodus came as according to the Bible, the way to honor your parents allows you a longer time with promise. Exodus 20 and 12 says, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Yeah. And then Ephesians 6 and 2 says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Yeah. See, you can cut your time short, young people, if you want to. You can just honor your parents. You can not obey them, not take in the words and the wisdom that they have given you, and you can take it and turn it away and cause them more harm and keep giving them all the headaches at night because you don't want to obey. But I tell you this, that when you do, you're cutting your time short. Yeah. But when you have honored the Lord and you have honored your parents, because God said with a promise that he will lengthen your days upon this earth. Yeah. Sometimes I think it's good to be here on the earth, but sometimes it's not to be good on the earth, because at the time when I'm not with the Lord, it says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We need to be with God. And we don't have to be in heaven to be with him, but he said he'll be with us right here on earth. So you got to sometimes take that time to spend some time with the Lord. The writer of Ecclesiastes, who I believe was Solomon, and in the third chapter he writes that everything there is a season, a time, for every purpose under heaven.
Yeah.
Verse 2 starts with a time to be born and a time to die. Now wait, that's what I really wanted to get to. Because within there's a time when you came into the earth, and there's a time that when God allowed you to come here, he put you here, but he was formed in his mind and his spirit, and he allowed you through a birth canal to be brought into this world, to this flesh, to live here today. But between the time you're born and the time you die, what did you do? This is what we have to be careful with. This is what we have to check ourselves to see, where are we today? Because at some point when I was born and to the time I lay down and I'm dead, what did I do to please God? There's somewhere in there, once you leave here, you're gonna receive your reward for your works.
Yeah.
Some gonna be beat with many stripes and some gonna get a few, but regardless, you're gonna get that whooping. But even if you get the whooping, you're going to know which one is better than the other. Because it's correction from the Lord. Before we enter the world, Hebrews 9 and 27, it reads, and as it is appointed until a man wants to die, but after this, the judgment.
Yes,
you got to understand, you're going to have to be judged once you come out of this place. This body here is going to stay here. Because no flesh is going to glory in God's eyes. No matter how handsome, how ugly, how whatever you are, big, small, little, whatever it is, it's going to stay right here in this earth.
Yeah.
But your spirit, that man that you create, that's in you, that God made you to be, that part of you, that's the part he's calling back to himself.
Yeah.
We will face this thing before God. We will face judgment. Will you be ready? in Luke, I'm keeping it moving, Luke, the great physician, lets us see Jesus' warning.
Yeah.
The disciples, soon to be apostles, that they must be ready when he comes back.
Uh-huh.
He encourages disciples to remain faithful to him and ready for his return.
That's right.
The parable told was this. He spoke of a master returning from a wedding.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. Jesus speaks of men waiting for his return, ready to open the door when he knocks, and willing to open it immediately.
Yeah.
Verse 37 shows the blessing of those servants that he finds watching. In reversal, after he's coming back, now the master is going, and he's going to go to a wedding, but when he returns, he's coming back in an hour, but he wants to see if they're going to be ready when they're ready. When he comes, he's going to knock on the door and wants to know when you be ready to open it immediately.
Yeah.
He wants to see if you're ready for what he's getting ready to do for you and to you. And then in a reversal, the master is not the one to be waited on. In this story, the master is going to have them sit down to eat. And he's going to feed them and he's going to serve them.
That's right.
Now, I thought this was kind of, I didn't understand this at first, because you got to understand, why would we know that Jesus is our master? We know that we give unto him, but why would he come give unto us? Well, Jesus came out of heaven, so when he came down, that he came to give us salvation.
That's right.
He came to give us his word.
Amen.
He came to give us his Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He came to give us knowledge.
Yeah.
He came to give us understanding.
Yeah.
And all this you have to take in while you're still here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You have to be watching and waiting at all times.
Yeah.
Verse 38 says, if he comes in a second or third watch and finds them waiting, blessed are those servants. So it lets us know that we don't know when Jesus is going to come. You know not the day, nor the hour. But when he comes back, will you be ready? That's where we have to be. We have to check. We have to look within ourselves. We have to be sure that at this time, that we are lining ourselves up with his will, not our own will. Because I talked to my brother-in-law yesterday, and we were talking about Jesus. When Jesus was in the garden, he at some point, his human side came. And he said, Father, is there another way that this cup can pass? You got to understand, he knew and he saw what he was getting ready to face.
Yeah.
He knew he was going to have to die. He was going to be whipped. He was going to be bruised. He was going to be tortured. He was going to have a crown of thorns pressed in his head. He knew he was going to bleed and hang from a cross, pierced in his side. He knew all this was going to happen. And yet he said, is there another way? But then soon he thought about it, not my will, but thy will be done. We have to get rid of our will so that we can give God's will, let it be done. You can't assume that the Lord is coming when you get old, when you're sick, when you're finished and retired. That's not the time. You think, hey, well, I got time. You don't know. The Lord can come for you in the night, in the evening, in the morning, on your job, in your car, at school, even in church.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, your time is up. And he's going to bring you home.
Yeah.
So don't wait and find out what you need to get right and repent of God. You need to know how do you find out? How do I find out if I'm right with God? Well, get in your word. James said that when you read the word, it's like looking at the reflection in the mirror.
Yes,
so therefore you can see, oh, something's hanging off of me. I got this biting on the other side. I got lying on this side. Let me take that off. I got
look out now.
Disobedience wrapped all around me. I need to take that off.
Yeah.
But I got to clean myself up because I'm looking at the reflection
through
the word. Find out what time it is. You need to find out what time it is.
Yeah.
He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle.
Yeah.
Verse 39, Jesus states that if the good man of the house knew when the thief was coming, he would watch and prepare for the thief to break in. There's no way of knowing but to be ready at all times.
Yes, sir.
Always be ready.
Always.
You know, if I know that somebody said they're going to come to my house and they're going to tell me what time they're coming, they're going to come mess up my house, I'm going to be there prepared. I got a little something there to help them change their mind.
Amen.
And so therefore, I'll be ready. But when you don't know, when you don't know when the thief is coming,
right.
I've never heard in the news that somebody, when they said they broke in their house, somebody broke in the house, that they said, well, they called me and told me they was coming. I just didn't know they was coming. I thought they were just joking. I thought it was just, you know, but I never heard anybody say that they were called and was told and warned that they were coming. A lot of times they come in the night or when you are away, when you least expect.
That's all right.
Yeah. Huh? We've seen in the news where some of the NFL and certain people that are playing sports, they're out and away, and then somebody breaks in their house and stealing their goods,
yeah.
their money, their jewelry, their cars, and all this stuff, because they didn't expect nobody to go to their house and rob them.
Yeah.
Well, the same thing with the Lord. You can't wait till you're wondering if he's going to come. You just got to be ready at all times. Sometimes you ain't got no alarm on you that's going to say, but he's on his way. No, you better know now, because the alarm has been rung a long time ago. In Mark 13:5-8 it said the prophecy has been given for the end times are near. Mark 13, chapter 5-8 said, and Jesus answering them began to say, take heed lest any man deceive you, for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ. Have we not seen this?
Yes, sir.
And shall deceive many. And when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must need be.
Yeah.
But the end shall not be yet.
Yeah.
We got some warnings, y'all.
Yeah.
For the nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Yeah. Do we not have that today?
Yeah.
Russia, Ukraine, just other places, right? And there, Gaza, Israel, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
And there shall be earthquakes in diverse places. We've had earthquakes. And there shall be famines and troubles.
Yeah.
These are the beginnings of sorrow.
Yeah.
If you're waiting for the alarm to be rung, it's already been rung.
Yeah.
It's already time.
Yes,
sir. So in my closing, these times are already here.
Yeah.
What time is it? Well, yeah, I'm going to tell you what time it is. It's time to get right.
Yeah.
It's time to get saved.
Yeah.
It's time to repent.
Yeah.
It's time for us to start praying.
Yeah.
It's time to fast and pray and watch and wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
It's time to live for God and not for ourselves.
Yeah.
It's time to forgive our brothers and our sisters when they do harm unto us.
Yeah.
It's time to worship the Lord in the spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
It's time to study God's word and know the promises of God.
Yeah.
It's time to stop fighting with people and love your neighbor as yourself. It's time to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. It's time to stop lusting after the world's things and start wanting more of God's spirit. For we should be more spiritual than carnal. Romans 8:6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. It's time to renew your mind so that you can have peace in the midst of your storm.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's time to renew your mind.
It's time
that you can have peace in the midst of your storm.
Yeah.
In the midst of your trials.
Yeah.
It's time to know whose you are and that you are a child of the Almighty God. Romans 8:16-17 says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. 17, and if children, then heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
Yeah.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
Now is the time to let the Redeemer say so. Now is the time to let the Holy Spirit have full control of your mind, your will, and your soul. Now is the time to stop letting yourself and the devil hold you back.
Yes,
See, you always want to blame the devil, but sometimes it's just you. It's just you that don't want to do nothing. It's just your laziness that don't let you go. It's you, your fear keeps holding you back. But you got to let God. Woo! And let him have his way. Woo! Hallelujah. To stop making excuses and surrender unto God. Trust him at his word and walk therein. Now is the time to look in the mirror and see who you are in God's eyes. Now is the time to lift up Jesus to the world. It's time to let the Lord have his way. Will you be ready when he comes? If not, now is the time to get ready. Is the time. We have so long as Christians. We come in this building. We preach to one another. We testify to one another. We give glory to God for one another. But there's a dying world out there. Woo! That needs our help. But if we don't tell them, they ain't gonna know. And if you think just cause we in here and we praising God and they going to heaven, we act unconcerned that we gonna go to heaven, it ain't gonna happen. We can talk all day. We talked about love.